Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, highways in general looking a lot better. It's still very busy on the Mike 1 through the double-decker section. There's an accident near Smith Street at the moment. And Pretoria, Transnet on WF and Komo is nog baie besig.
It's been 2 years since the death of 21 learners between the ages of 13 and 21 at a tavern in Inyobeni in the Eastern Cape. The families say they are still looking for answers after a celebration to end off the exam turned into a tragedy. And on to politics, the two houses of parliament have officially started the business of the 7th administration. Both the National Council of Provinces and the National Assembly had their respective sittings this morning to establish internal structures. And in Australia, Stella Assange, the wife of WikiLeaks founder Julian, spoke to the media after his safe return home. This after years of house arrest and legal battles for leaking US state secrets on the platform he created. He's now free.
Julian needs time to recover. Someone told me yesterday who had been through something similar, freedom comes slowly. I want Julian to have that space to rediscover freedom slowly and quickly.
More on these and other stories at 7. Renier van Sail from Efficient Private Clients kicks off the business minutes abroad.
Volkswagen announced that they will invest up to $5 billion into a partnership with American electric vehicle startup Rivian, as the German carmaker attempts to rapidly improve its software. The news sent shares of Rivian up by more than 35%.
The entertainment industry also attracting a lot of attention today. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with YouTube and AI.
YouTube is in talks with record labels to license their songs for artificial intelligence tools that clone popular artists' music, hoping to win over a skeptical industry with upfront payments. The Google-owned video site needs the consent from various labels to legally train AI song generators as it prepares to launch new tools this year, according to three people familiar with the matter.
If you're traveling, a dollar is going to cost you 18 rand 19, a euro 19 rand 44, and a pound 22 rand 98. Gold is trading at $2,301.84 per fine ounce, and oil at $84.92 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some football news. Phil Foden has temporarily left the England Euro 2024 base in Germany to return home due to a pressing family matter. And that's according to the English Football Association. Foden, who won the Premier League Player of the Year accolade for his starring role in Manchester City's triumph in the title, has started all three of England's games in the tournament so far. And it remains to be seen whether the 24-year-old will be available for the Three Lions' last 16 match on Sunday. Staying with England, but switching codes this time, Jonathan Trott, well, he's the coach, English coach of Afghanistan, and he says that his side are going into the T20 World Cup semi-final against South Africa, having no scarring and no history, unlike the accident-prone Proteas. Afghanistan will be playing in the last four for the first time of any World Cup tournament. South Africa, of course, have defeated Afghanistan in the only other two matches in the T20 meetings by 59 runs in Barbados during the 2010 T20 World Cup, and then by 37 runs in Mumbai 6 years later. And a century opening standby Tammy Beaumont and Maya Bougier set England up for a crushing 9-wicket victory over New Zealand in the opening match of their ODI series earlier today. Spinner Charlie Dean did the most damage as well for the host, with the ball taking 4 for 38 in her 9 overs. And the Vodacom Bulls have acquired yet another signing. This time it's the services of Kuyenza Namaqaba. He's got an initial 2-year contract. Qaba slots in at the open side flanker role, and he arrives in the capital to begin his journey with the franchise until